A quick special report here from Mike Adams. The missile attack from Iran that struck Israel over the weekend, folks, that was a theatrical attack that was negotiated between multiple parties through an intermediary, and it was designed to try to de-escalate the situation by giving everybody a win. Now, what's the win for Iran? Well, pretty obvious. Iran can say, look, we launched 300 rockets and missiles and drones, and we did some damage, and some of them hit, and explosions, and we attacked their military bases, and they did. And some missiles got through and, you know, made big craters in the runways. Which, who cares? You know, 2 days later, then they repair the runway with a, you know, backhoe and a bulldozer and some concrete and rebar. No big deal. And then Israel gets to win by saying, ah, look, our Iron Dome worked. We shot down 99% of everything that was coming in. That's what they're claiming now. We shot it all down, and you are safe because we, the wonderful government of Netanyahu, we're in charge, and our system works. The Iron Dome and David's sling, is it, and the arrow system and whatever they're called. All biblical references, it turns out. But see, we're safe. All right, now, this is called war theater, and you've been watching war theater. The danger from here is that it goes outside the bounds of theater and becomes actual war. So, for example, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine is actual war. That's not theater. They really are trying to kill each other. They really are trying to control territory. But in Israel, so far, this has not been the case between Iran and Israel. Now, Israel is waging real war on Gaza. That's all real. They are really trying to kill civilians, you know, trying to kill millions of people if they could. There used to be 2.1 million people in Gaza. I don't know how many there are now, but we know there's at least 35,000 dead. We know that there's over a million that are facing famine right now. You know, that's a real war. But you haven't seen real war from Iran yet. So it's important to understand what that would look like. If Israel can't take this win and just say, okay, we're good. You know, we punched you, you punched us back. All right, let's just walk away. If they can't do that, and probably they can't, then it means Israel's going to launch a new strike against Iran. You know, in retaliation for the retaliation. Because Israel believes they can act with impunity because they think their big brother, the United States, is always going to cover their back and always going to defend them and always going to be able to shoot down all the incoming missiles. And that's a bad miscalculation. And here's why. Because Iran, if they elevate this above the theater level, what you're going to see is Iran actually using a large array of not just these slow moving, you know, cheap, just sort of simple low cost drones, which, you know, barely go, what, like 60 miles an hour in the air? Took them hours to get to Israel. You know, how could you not shoot them down? You know what I mean? But what Iran would use next would be real firepower. Hypersonic missiles, not targeting military runways, but instead targeting key infrastructure of Israel. And Israel's infrastructure is highly vulnerable. And by the way, according to media reports, all of the hypersonic missiles that Iran launched got through. And reportedly, that was seven. So they launched seven hypersonics and seven got through. Now, the West has barely even acknowledged that Iran has hypersonic missiles. Because you know the United States doesn't have hypersonic missiles. Iran got that technology, my understanding, is from Russia. And perhaps they got some tech help from China at some point, but I believe that hypersonic missile capability came from Russia. Well, how many hypersonic missiles does Iran have, and what kind of additional warheads do they have? According to Steve Quayle, Iran has nuclear warheads. I don't know how many. It's not acknowledged internationally. But if they have just one, they've proven that they can get through the defenses of Israel. So I ask you, what would be the effect of one nuclear warhead detonating in Tel Aviv? Well, you know, the end of Israel. And by the way, this is the first time in, it seems like decades, that Israel has been attacked by really anybody that successfully got missiles through and hit Israel's own terrain. I mean, I know Hezbollah has done that with sort of, you know, random rockets and so on, but I'm talking about like really pinpoint devastating missile strikes. They got through, and Israel got hit with a demonstration of a technology that has just been in theater mode so far, but then could be obviously redeployed to target infrastructure. Now, what would Israel look like if its infrastructure is targeted? Well, that's pretty obvious. You would see destruction of bridges and ports, fuel depots, food distribution systems, power grid. Obviously, Israel would be in the dark. Virtually no electricity would function. You would see government buildings struck and military bases and so on. In other words, very quickly, Israel would be turned into something kind of reminiscent of what Gaza has become. Not as bad in terms of the total rubble and all the buildings destroyed, but rather the Israeli people being in a place of sheer desperation, needing help with food and water and basic essentials. Now, can you imagine the hypocrisy if Israeli citizens were begging for food aid from international food aid organizations? I wonder if World Central Kitchen, WC Kitchen, I wonder if they would help distribute food to Israel after the Israeli military murdered their workers in Gaza with three sequential missile strikes targeting three different World Central Kitchen food, vehicles. I wonder if anybody would be willing to help out Israel with food aid, even the UN, given how many UN employees have been murdered by Israel in Gaza. It's a large number. All kinds of UN workers are dead because of Israel's genocide bombing of Gaza. So karma is, try not to use profanity here, but karma is a tough one. Beware. If you as a nation, if you dish out genocide and starvation and engineered famine and destruction, beware of that, because when that stuff comes back around to you, there might not be anybody willing to help you. And what Israel has done to other countries, if it finds itself in the same dire straits, the question is, even will the American people support bailing out Israel from this quagmire that it has created? It was Israel that provoked Iran. It was Israel that committed genocide in Gaza. It's Israel that's been escalating this war in the Middle East in a desperate ploy to try to sweep the United States into the war. For how long should America agree to be led by the nose by the Zionists? I don't know the answer to that question, but I can tell you that the American people, after Ukraine and Russia, they are tired of war. They do not want to be dragged into a major war in the Middle East, especially not a war that would cause inflation in energy prices because of chokeholds on the exportation of energy and oil out of the Middle East. Can you imagine if gas is, $15 a gallon, or if food goes up another 50% this year because of transportation of farming fuel costs? Yeah, that's the kind of thing that nobody in America wants to see. It's tough enough for the American people to get by right now. And the Biden administration has an election they're trying to win or get close enough to where they can cheat their way across the finish line. And they need the Muslim vote and they need the Jewish vote. Right now, they're kind of pissing off both parties. So it's a big question of how this is going to turn out, or even how Israel is going to be able to navigate all this with its sovereignty and its nation intact. The smart play right now would be for Israel to just back down and say, okay, enough is enough. Let's stop this tit for tat. Let's stop the escalation. Let's end the wars. But that won't help Netanyahu, who will be facing arrest and prosecution in his own country if he loses power. And that's why he is trying to escalate in order to save his own skin. And he wants America to come in and do the fighting and dying for him. He wants American blood to fight for the Zionists against the Iranians. So let's hope that that doesn't happen. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. Be sure to check out Brighteon.io, which is our emergency comms platform, decentralized, peer-to-peer, blockchain-driven, no centralized servers whatsoever. Brighteon.io really can't be taken down by any government or any entity, and it's uncensored. You can also check out Brighteon.social, which is our long-established free speech platform that is hosted on servers, as well as Brighteon.ai, which is our artificial intelligence language model tools that are free to download and use offline. And there are a chatbot with a huge knowledge base trained on natural news content and dozens of books and hundreds of interviews that I've conducted and a whole lot more. So thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care. Let me share with you what's new at healthrangerstore.com. We've got an amazing new product, and it's called Golden Milk. I've got some here on the desk showing you. Those are some of the new products. Well, some back in stock. Coco Energize is back in stock. That's got the mushroom blend in it, including the lion's mane mushroom. We've also got the ahi flower oil in the green bottles there. That's the best plant-based oil that's kind of like fish oil, but it's not from fish. It's only from plants. But let me tell you about this Golden Milk. If you could show my screen, this organic Golden Milk superfood blend, you just blend it with water and it makes a delicious drink. Let me show you the ingredients right here. Look at this. Coconut milk powder, date sugar, all organic, organic curcumin, turmeric root powder, ginger root powder, ashwagandha powder. There's a big immune system modulator right there, and organic cinnamon powder. So think about these key ingredients. It's turmeric, it's ginger, it's ashwagandha, and it's cinnamon, and it's sweetened with date sugar, which is naturally low glycemic. This is a truly amazing product. It's super delicious, and it's just loaded with very healthy nutrients. Available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we've also got back in stock now organic cocoa energize. And this has the mushroom blend in it. So not only does it have lion's mane mushroom, but as you can see here, it's got maca powder, reishi powder, chaga, cordyceps, turkey tail, lion's mane, maitake, and shiitake mushroom powder. So also sweetened with coconut sugar. So just an amazing blend. If you love the taste of chocolate and you like the benefits of these medicinal mushrooms, then that's your best product right there. Coco Energize is back in stock at our store. And then we also have organic Seven Treasures mushroom powder available at the store, healthrangerstore.com. This is available now, and it's got the same mushroom blend in it, but it's just concentrated or focused on the mushroom blend without cacao or any other sweeteners or ingredients like that. So be sure to check that out. Now, let me tell you about two infrastructure projects that are available right now, free of charge for you to use. The first one here is Brighteon.ai. So we've released our first artificial intelligence large language model. It's available now. You just register with your email address right here, and then you can download the language models free of charge. They're called Neo. You can download them to your local computer. You can run them. These are special large language model chatbots that we built that are built on base models. The first one is based on Phi-2. Another one's coming based on Mistral. And these allow you to have your own local chatbot with special knowledge in herbs, nutrition, food, gardening, permaculture, all kinds of things like that. And we're continuing with more training and more waves of training, but also an expanded data set. This is free for you to use. We're giving it to the world. It's non-commercial, it's open source. There's no ads on it, there's no surveillance. You use it locally, and it's a massive knowledge base, kind of like a Noah's Ark of knowledge that you can have at your fingertips on Mac, Windows, and Linux systems. So that's all available at Brighteon.ai. And then check out this, we've just announced this site, Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized peer-to-peer social media type of platform. And you're seeing posts here from some of the other users right now. I have no idea what they posted, but there's all kinds of stuff from all over the world. The point of this, Brighteon.io, is it's built on the Bastion platform. So it's completely decentralized. There are no central servers. It doesn't need any domain names to function if you download the app. And you can get the app at Brighteon.io/applications. That will take you to the app. And once you run the app, even if the internet kill switch is activated and domain names no longer function, the app will still work. This is our emergency comms backup system. So just go to brighttown.io, download the app, and then follow me. My username is Health Ranger. We also have Natural News and Brighttown and so on. Follow me there, and then if something bad happens, the internet, you know, domain name system goes down, but TCP/IP is still working, you'll be able to get our emergency messages through brighttown.io, the application. Or if you don't want to use the app, and if domain names are working, you can just go to any web browser and type in brighttown.io. I strongly encourage you to reserve your username now on the platform because it's going to get a lot more popular. So get your usernames, save your secret private key, which is basically your password to be able to log in, and you can start using this platform. There's no censorship. It's not even possible. Even the founders of this system, even the people who built it, can't kick people off of the system because it's structured based on decentralized blockchain technology. That's what powers this whole thing. This is really a revolution in freedom of speech. And I can see a lot more people moving over to this because Twitter is not really free speech. Elon says it is, but it isn't. There's a lot of shadow banning, a lot of deplatforming, a lot of links that are banned. In fact, Brighttown links are banned from Twitter right now, still. So use brighttown.io instead and make sure that you let your audience know that you are on brighttown.io if you're a podcaster or an influencer or a business, and that this is a way they can always hear from you even if the internet kill switch is activated. Now, finally, back to our store, healthrangerstore.com, and our new foods here, superfoods, organic golden milk superfood blend. All of this is related. When you purchase our products at healthrangerstore.com, not only are you getting the healthiest, lab-tested, certified organic, you know, heavily scrutinized, pure, pristine ingredients, no junk, no garbage, no fillers, you're getting the best superfood products in the world. You're also helping to support our other projects like brighttown.io and brighttown.ai. And these are infrastructure projects for human freedom, where we're giving you back the tech free of charge that you can use to empower your knowledge, to empower your voice, and to help defend yourself against censorship and against, nefarious governments that are trying to shut down humanity. So this is all related. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy our new products. Show my desk again. Just a little selection of what we have. Golden milk, you're definitely going to want to try that. It's super delicious. You might think drinking turmeric and ginger, how could it be delicious? But it is. It's quite delicious. Check out the Cocoa Energize. Check out the Ahi Flower Oil and so many other products that we have available now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of brighttown.com, and I thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. God bless you, and God bless America. Take care.